Back at Stroh Center, Bowling Green, tough loss tonight, 84-79 to Miami in overtime. Head coach Michael Huger joining us here courtside. And coach, clearly the end of regulation was a confusing mishmash of what actually happened, but apparently the clock stopped as the ball was in the air on a shot that was eventually rebounded for a go-ahead basket. Explain what the officials told you, why they took that off the board.
They didn't. It was something that was taken off the board. It is what it is. I thought the basket was good. I thought it was 0.2, should have been left on the clock. The referees didn't see it that way, and they first initially counted it as a basket, and we up two with 0.2. And then all of a sudden, they changed the call, and it's tie game, and it's overtime.
Yeah, I guess that was the thing when you came out for overtime then. Clearly, when it all happened, you were all thinking that should count, and I think we're going to win. But then they said you had won, and then they said you didn't. That's a different thing to get over, right?
It is. But yeah, I mean, what can you do? What can I do? I mean, I can't make them change it. I can't make them do anything differently. Is what the referees called, and it is what it is.
And on the play, Justin Turner also left with an injury and was unable to return. So as you look at how your team almost was able to get it in overtime, talk about the effort in the extra session.
We did a good job. We made some mistakes. We made some key mistakes down the stretch that cost us. We missed some easy shots that cost us. And, it is what it is.
When you talk about this game, too, it looked like at the end of the first half you had figured some things out. It looked like you had control. You're up 9, but the start of the second half, things got away from you again. Talk about some of the culprits there.
We relaxed. We relaxed in the second half, and they came out and cut a 9-point lead in a minute, I guess, or 2 minutes. And that's just us, a lack of concentration, a lack of focus right there. And difficult. Difficult. We didn't have that same energy and effort that we had on the road from the start to finish. For some reason, we come home and we totally relax. I mean, we really, really relax when we come home. We don't play with the same intensity and the same energy that we do on the road.
And when you look at how this game played out, Daquan Plowden with a career high, I think it was 18 rebounds as it turned out. He was a warrior on the boards tonight, and that was an area that you needed to get better from the first game. You feel you held your own on the boards tonight?
We definitely held our own on the boards, but we missed too many shots, too many threes. We took way too many threes. We just was jacking them up. And, it's just a difficult loss. It's a hard one to swallow.
Well, clearly losing Justin there had to be a blow to the team's confidence going in. He did come back out of the locker room. Any thoughts on the extent of that injury?
Well, we'll reevaluate him, and then we'll go from there and see what type of injury he has, if he's injured, and we'll go from there.
Well, Coach, as we look at the season now, it's come down to Friday with Ohio and then on to the tournament, and your team has been on such a roll, this four-game winning streak. And now, as you look to Ohio, you got to try to reestablish that focus here at home one more time, right?
One more time. We got to play with more energy and effort from start to finish, and we'll be okay.
All right, Coach, a tough one tonight. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. An overtime loss tonight to Miami, 84-79.